You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Universities are paying more attention to its first-generation students. Those are students who are the first in their family to go to college and earn a degree. While a lot has been written and policy has been adjusted, really, there's not a lot of information about how first-generation students fare at a four-year college. So we thought we'd talk to a couple of them. Samantha Engster is a senior at Central Michigan University. Elena Burke is a freshman at the University of Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sam, you've been at school for a while. What was it like, you know, the first time stepping on campus? Mm-hmm. And give me a little idea how you were feeling when you were a freshman.
Yeah. So obviously really, really nervous. You know, I didn't really have any expectations or anything. I didn't know what to expect. Choosing my school was interesting. I only looked at colleges in Michigan. I never really thought about going outside of Michigan at all. I competed for the honors program and the honors scholarship available at Central Michigan, and I received it. So that was basically my deciding factor of where I was going to go. And going there my freshman year, I was undecided. I did not know what I wanted to do at all. My sophomore year, luckily, I had met just some friends, and honestly, one of them was another first-generation student, too, and he kind of helped me decide and what I wanted to do, which was biology, and I ended up just talking to people, and through that, I found out what my passion was and how to get to where I wanted to go.
It was, a lot of people do that in their third year, I think. Elena, without someone who had experience with a university, how did you navigate the bureaucracy, the culture of a university? What surprised you?
I think a lot of things surprised me. I know coming in, I was worried about being able to handle the workload, but I'm part of a scholarship program called the Kessler Scholarship, and it's a group of 36 other first-generation students who are freshmen, and that's been a great support group. I can talk to the other students and get advice on issues I'm having, or even advisors within the program help me a lot with discussing possible majors and how to prepare for work I'm doing in my classes.
So what's been the most nerve-wracking thing for you guys?
I think for me, it was definitely the workload and then the social aspects, being able to find a good group of friends on campus who could keep me on track, who had the same goals as me, help me with anything I can need in my classes, even if it's as simple as, you know, reading over a paper before I turn it in.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And a lot of my friends, I feel like when we went into college, knew what they wanted to do and, you know, how to get there just because they had, you know, parents or whatever that had gone and kind of could tell them what to expect is in regards to choosing the career path that you wanted to go on. And me being completely undecided, that was really, really nerve-wracking for me going in because I felt like I was supposed to know. But after I got there, I realized that a lot of people don't know when they get there, and a lot of people actually change their mind halfway through too, which is fine. So
we're going to ask you guys for some advice. What should other students keep in mind once they're aware that you're a first-generation student? Could they be more helpful to you? Could they maybe recognize that, you know, this might be every day for you because you had an older brother and an older sister who went to school, but this is all brand new for you? I guess it's, what would you advise people who just aren't aware that this is so fresh for you?
I think for me, a big thing is just being okay that I am a first-generation student. I don't know everything that's going to happen. So just being okay with that and recognizing that there will be points in time where they will need help, and not being afraid to ask for help, because that little bit of help could get you from a C to an A or allow you to meet new people.
Yeah, I'd say definitely don't be afraid to ask questions. Or ask anybody questions, because you will find a lot of people on the same page as you, honestly. And then I've noticed at my university, just like everybody's just willing to help you get no matter what you want. There's somebody there who will have an answer to what you're asking, and you just need to take advantage of all the resources that are available.
Are there things the universities should be doing to make life a little easier for someone who's just not familiar with the whole campus culture?
I definitely think that there needs to be a bigger recognition of first-generation college students. I feel like that should be a group where people can go and get advice and meet people that are similar to them. And we don't have that currently, but it definitely should be something.
I was fortunate enough to be accepted into my Kessler Scholarship Program, where I am around other first-gen students, but other campuses that don't have that, or even just Michigan itself could probably have more support groups for first-generation students who aren't part of, like, a scholarship group or any other types of organizations. Because just having that environment where you know you're not alone and it's, like, a larger group. Because I didn't expect to see so many first-gen students on campus. Knowing that there were a lot made me feel a little better because I knew I wasn't just by myself. I wasn't the only one going through these struggles.
I'm wondering how your families have been able to help because, you know, as a parent, I know you've got to deal with FAFSA and those kinds of things. And if you're a parent who's not familiar with all the paperwork that goes into getting your kid into school, it's a lot and it's pretty daunting. How have your parents been able to help you out?
They have helped me every step of the way because I think they were just excited as I was kind of to go through the whole process as well. You know, we learn together and they've been extremely supportive. They're my biggest support system. So I think just them being excited about me doing something that they didn't do was really a pushing factor for them to be there every step of the way.
I actually just called my parents the other day to fill out my FAFSA. So I think from a young age, my parents really started getting in my head the idea of going to college and them being really supportive about it and kind of strict about I really need to go to college. Mm-hmm. Just that helped a lot with just me internalizing the idea, like, I have to go to college to get a better education, have a better life, get really good jobs. And then also having your parents go through different processes with you. I included my parents in the process of applying to college, going through FAFSA, just educating them as well as learning new things myself was really good. And counselors in high school helped me a lot.
Well, you're both very lucky to have parents who were that supportive because not everybody gets that break.
No, so definitely.
You should give your mom and dad a kiss next time you go home. So what do you want your profession to be?
I'm going to grad school for marine biology.
From Central? That's interesting.
I know,
you're a little distant from water.
Yeah, I know.
I'm currently undecided, but I'm thinking about women's studies and public health.
Sam, what advice as a senior would you give to Elena, who's just starting out at school?
Like I mentioned before, that it's totally okay to be undecided. Like, don't feel like you have to rush. And, you know, people have in their mind that you have to get your bachelor's degree in 4 years. And, like, I mean, that's the goal, I guess, but it's okay if you don't. You know, this college is your time to figure out what you love and what you're passionate about. So take as many general classes as you want to figure out what you want to do because you want to go into a job that you're going to love, you know. So don't be afraid to take some extra time if you need to.
I wish you the best of luck. I know it can be tough as a first gen myself, but I know you guys are going to do well. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That is Elena Burke. She's a freshman at the University of Michigan, and Sam Angster, a senior at Central Michigan University.